Today on Piano Jazz, we bring you one of the treasures from our archives. In 1985, we welcomed one of the great jazz artists of the 20th century, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie. Please join me now for this special encore broadcast. We began the program by reminiscing about those revolutionary sounds that Diz and his fellow bebop innovators began turning out in the late 1940s.
I hate to go way back to the 40s, but first time I heard you was in Charles Delaunay's place in Paris on Rue Chaptal, and he played me that record with Al Haig on piano. I guess it was either Hot House or Salt Peanuts or both of those things. And I was flabbergasted. I'd never heard music like that. And I'm saying, what is a piano player doing? How does he learn those chords? What's he doing? It was the most exciting thing that ever happened to me.
Well, it was a new getaway from...
Was it ever? It was new.
That was new. At that time, yes. And the piano, the music that Charlie Parker created, the style that he created, it required that from the piano and required new ideas from the drums and then also from the bass because it made guys change their way of doing things, you know.
But the way you played and the way you play now, that require that people change what they were doing.
Well, the style that we had, you know, that we had going at that time.
Well, did you have to show any of those piano players, like when you first started out, did you have to say, like,
yeah,
look,
I had to
man.
Show them all. You had to show all the piano players, except Monk. Actually, you didn't have to tell Monk not to do that and not to do this, because he did it anyway.
But those first records, were they on the Guild label? Was that Guild? Because those were historical. Those records were historical. I mean...
that was the beginning of the recording of the music.
Well, now, would you still use the term bebop, or would you just call it music?
I guess to identify it, you should have to say bebop.
I've always loved the word, and I always wondered, you probably started that word.
No, I didn't. I really didn't start the word. I think the media started the word.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, it probably came from one of those songs that you did, like Ubop Shabam, or one of those.
Well, when they asked me how did it start, it reminded me of the time that we were in the Onyx Club with Oscar Pettiford and George Wallington and Max Roach. And Don Bias, we had all these tunes that, you know, like, actually we had made up tunes from standards, and we had a lot of original tunes.
In other words, you took the standard tune and you
and put
wrote
new,
a new
chords
melody.
To it, you know, and there were new tunes, you know, afterwards. So anyway, we had these tunes that we had derived from standard tunes. And a lot of original tunes that didn't have any titles. So when you understand, you don't have to have time to say, you know, the one in E flat, the one we just say, ba da ba da ba da ba 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 dee bop, you know, and things like that. You know, the introduction or part of the tune. Banda, 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 banda. You know,
I know what that is. That's A Night in Tunisia.
Yeah. Okay.
I can recognize that one.
What is this? Ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba ba dee ba.
You got me.
That's Max's Making Wax.
Oh, well, see, now that's one that I don't know so well. Max is Making Wax. I love that title.
Biddle-doo-doo-doo-doo, biddle-doo-doo-doo-doo, biddle-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, let's see. Christmas. I can't think. You got me.
I can't think of the name of it anyway. But we had a lot of tunes like that we just hummed. I hummed the first two bars of it. And then the guys would know which one it was, and we started right playing.
When did you write Con Alma? Because that has become a jazz standard. Everybody plays it. It's a beautiful tune.
I don't remember. I'd have to look at the copyright to find out when I took the copyright on it. But I imagine it's about 35 years ago.
Let's play the tune. See if I can, you know, play a little bit on this with you.
You wrote it.
Well, you know what would be fun? Because I know years ago, I keep talking about years ago, you worked with Duke, and that must have been some kind of an experience.
Oh, it was quite an experience. It has often been said by musicians, you put aside what you know when you play with Duke Ellington and follow him.
Yeah, I think you said that. And you also mentioned, you said something about your religion, too, the Bahia religion. And you said that they believe in unity. There was something you said there pertaining to Duke's music.
Well, they believe that religion is one in the first place. And all the senses that all religion gets its word from one creator. So it's all one. So it's no different than religion.
I kind of believe that.
It is. It's true. And if you look back at all religions, they're all praying to God. And it's the same one that everyone else is, that all the other religions are praying to. So it is all one. So why is all this, my religion, your religion, your God, my God, and all this? I can't see it because all of us pray to the same power.
God and Duke Ellington.
when you play with Duke Ellington, you forget what you know. You just follow him. Use what you know to follow him, which is very good.
I guess it was good for you in a way, wasn't it?
It was. That 4 weeks was really highly illuminating.
Is that what it was? 4 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks, yes.
Wow. Well, because you know a million of his tunes. Couldn't we do one? How about you if you play one on the horn? Or do you want to play one on the piano?
No, the horn. What key are we going to play then? Don't you want to give me no funny keys now?
I'll play in your keys, okay. Mr. Gillespie, sir. I will play in your key. And it's going to be what? In a mellow tone?
In a mellow tone. In a mellow tone. Boom, bam, bam. Boom, bam, bam. Yeah, I like
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.